All right, the time is 6:41. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. Michiel says, wow, wow, Howard has improved so much. Thank you, Zanati. What? How rude.
I am so happy that my contribution
has been recognized. Wow, wow. The only contribution you're going to make later is eating marshmallows blindfolded, because you said earlier that you prefer the white ones, right?
I do.
All right. So that's how we're going to really tell if there is a difference. Because surely that's the best way to tell, right?
True. I didn't know I was going to be doing this.
No, I didn't either until right now. Until you took the credit for my great music. And then it just became you. All right, I want to know from you, just after 7, we're going to have that conversation. Do pink marshmallows taste differently to white marshmallows? And if they do, which do you prefer? And it's such a fascinating question, because we all generally do go for the pack. When we have a pink and white marshmallows in front of us, we tend to choose one or the other. But we actually have no idea if they taste the same or not. That's why I'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on that? 34519 or 061-895-1019. And send me your voice notes, because we're going to play them. It'll be an interesting way to get a few different answers. I asked a few people last night. I've got a couple of messages already in this morning. Well, more than a couple. But send them in, and I'm going to see if we can play a sort of a whole collage of the different views on pink versus white marshmallows. We need to talk, Zanati, about this very, very, very serious conversation, because we've got to talk marshmallows. We do. Okay, can we get rid of Dynasty, please, if you don't mind? Now, it's exactly like the series. It just never ended.
It never ends, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think this is appropriate for a marshmallow discussion, no?
Okay.
We played it the other day. It came from the Jungle Book. The bare necessities of life. Marshmallows. All right, so let me tell you what happened last night. Is we were sitting at, we had dinner, and suddenly everybody had this craving, not me, for marshmallows. So my son got up, and he was finding ways, because we didn't have the sticks. He didn't have the sticks, so he was trying to be innovative and find ways to brown marshmallows. I mean, not, you know, anyway.
Nice.
And my wife went to the kitchen, and she was shouting back, like, who wants, and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And then she said, Howard, is there a difference in taste between pink? Do you think there's a difference in taste between pink and white marshmallows? And I panicked, because the tone that she asked me, I thought I was going to say, no, nothing makes you look fat, but maybe marshmallows can make you fat. I don't know. Like, it was that kind of a tone.
Yeah.
I knew there was a wrong answer.
You don't know what you're being asked.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know if it was a metaphor for something.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were, you know, I'm male. So for me, it's just a pink or white marshmallow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I looked around and I realized actually we're talking about marshmallows, so that was good. And the discussion just exploded, because we were so divided. My father-in-law said, definitely there's a difference. My wife said there's a difference. I said, honestly, there's no difference.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I decided to get a bit out there and to start asking one or two people about marshmallows. And I would love your thoughts on it. But I did a very, very quick snap survey, and here's some of the answers that you gave us. Is there a difference between pink and white marshmallows? And if so, which do you prefer?
Pink and white marshmallows taste the same.
Pink and white marshmallows taste the same.
Pink and white marshmallows taste the same.
All right, so there we go. We're getting a lot of views.
White marshmallows taste much better than pink marshmallows.
Okay, so I'm at the petrol station at Celtic Eagle.
I've got Cathy Kaler involved.
And I've just asked a lady in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady driving says that they don't taste the same, but her passenger says that they do taste the same.
You see, this is the thing. That's representative.
Okay, the lady in the fresh stop.
Oh, now she's gone into the fresh stop.
Pink marshmallows and white marshmallows do not taste the same. The guy standing in the queue with me at the fresh stop.
She's like a roving reporter.
Says
people thought she was mad.
It all depends on how you roast them.
What?
Okay, so do they taste the same or not?
To be honest, it's an interesting little, I don't know.
Well, that doesn't help.
Do pink marshmallows and white marshmallows taste the same?
Yeah, they do.
Are you sure?
Sure. They taste exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Why do you think they're different colors?
I don't know.
Do pink marshmallows and white marshmallows taste the same?
Yes, they do.
But then, aren't the pink ones strawberry and the white ones vanilla?
I haven't actually tasted the difference. I think they taste the same.
Kathy, are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me? I mean, what kind of question is that? Is the sun going to rise tomorrow?
Okay, this is deeper.
I mean, obviously they taste different. There's such a clear difference that it's not even worth speaking about. I don't know.
Well, this is a very intense and intellectual.
I went international.
Question.
I got Raleigh Marks involved.
One that I really need to ponder. Do pink and white marshmallows
taste the same? We went across the world.
Not to my knowledge, and in my experience and knowledge, and I have eaten quite a few marshmallows. Pink marshmallows are slightly more strawberry, and white marshmallows are slightly more vanilla. And that's my general consensus.
Hi, I am Yoni, and I think white marshmallows do not taste the same as pink ones because I think the pink ones have a strawberry taste, and the white ones have a normal original taste.
Original taste, eh?
Howard.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You started a conversation about marshmallows at our supper table, but you know what? I don't know what they taste like because I don't eat marshmallows.
I like the cream soda ones.
I like the white ones.
I like the pink and the white because they taste the same.
No, what do you like, Mom?
I don't think the cream soda ones are kosher.
Do white marshmallows taste the same as pink marshmallows?
Yes. No. The pink ones have a funny taste. The white ones are perfect.
Marshmallow tastes better, pink or white one?
Definitely pink.
And do they taste the same?
No, no.
So you say pink's better?
Mm.
Okay, but I like white.
Hi, Kimmy. Okay,
now this, by the way. Wait. Stop there. Just stop there. This is Karen Lieberman from Ooh La La. This is, we went professional.
Listen.
We went all over the world. Listen to her review.
Of whether pink and white marshmallows taste different. My professional, in inverted commas, answer to that is absolutely. They are different. They taste different. They are different. Yeah, I don't know what it is about what they put in them to make it taste different, but they taste different and they're different.
Howard, saw your post on Facebook about the marshmallows. Awesome. Looking forward to the show. I just wanted to ask a question. As a white South African, when do we become South African?
We're talking about marshmallows.
Because sometimes we get the feeling that, you know, we're colonial. I need more coffee to get that word right.
Say it, Nicholas. Just say it, we'll be
colonial.
Fine.
Yes, okay, that word.
No, you didn't
say
it.
And, you know, like we made to feel that, like, you know, we're not part of this country even though we were born here. I'm fifth generation and, how many generations does it take to be in South Africa before you're considered South African? Not in the fact that if you're born here, you're a South African, but
are we still talking about marshmallows?
I don't think so.
I'd love to have.
I don't know. I think, and then I send it to my son who lives in Israel, and he says, "Really, Dad?" Because I asked him because he's like a foodie, and I said to him, "What do you think, Ben? Do you think pink and white marshmallows taste the same? Can you send me a voice note just with your view?" And he says, "Really, Dad? You don't want to rather spend 40 minutes focusing on the fact that our only hope for a better South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, is being investigated for money laundering?
Oh my goodness,
you want to talk about marshmallows?
Marshmallows?"
I said, yeah. You know, like seriously, I'm not getting it. All right, lots and lots of other messages are coming in. All right, let's take a look at some of them. All right, I think there's going to be a rush on marshmallows at Pick and Pay. That's according to Lee. Yossi V says all marshmallows taste the same when immersed in a cup of hot coffee or cremated over a braai. That's Yossi CV. I think that's quite interesting. Zalman, 12 years old, says, "I think that they taste a little bit different." Simbongile says, "I love pink marshmallows." Ha ha ha. I'm listening. This is so funny. It is. It's completely ridiculous.
Some of those voice notes, they start off like someone's about to give a Harvard report.
Exactly. It really is. They're very, very, very serious. Very serious indeed. So do keep your thoughts coming. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. If you think, okay, so now, Lindy, we need you in studio for a moment. It is 7:23. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. We're going to go to traffic. When we come back, we're going to do a blind test with Zanati on pink and white marshmallow. She claims, Zanati, that
the white ones taste better. Also, because cream soda ones are...
No, forget that. We don't even know if they're kosher, so we can't talk about that.
but the thing is, you know, you get the ones in the coconut.
Yes, but that's the outside flavor.
Yeah, the inside is white.
What does that even mean?
So the white ones get the privilege of being sprinkled with coconuts.
White privilege. We get it. Always about the white privilege. Seriously. You had to go there. You and Nicholas.
I just feel like the white ones are so much better.
Yeah, you see, because you've internalized racism. That's the problem. Lindiwe, your thoughts? Pink or white marshmallow?
My taste buds are set at rest.
Exactly. Well, we should ask Steve Hoffmeyer what he says. And Helen Zilla. Helen, what do you think? Anyway, yes. Yeah, so,
I used to think pink was my thing. And then after we started engaging on this very serious topic, I'm not sure anymore. I'm stressed now.
You're stressed.
But
all right.
I honestly used to think pink, but one thing I know is that they do not taste the same.
Oh, okay. So you think they're definitely different.
They're
you just can't tell
different.
Which is which.
I just can't. I'm not sure which one's my favorite anymore.
Time is 7:27. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. We're having a very, very important conversation about marshmallows. So I suppose this is probably not the right music to play.
I love it.
Well, because it is, of course. Because, you know, you've got a white marshmallow bias. So now my question is, if I play the Pink Panther and we do this blind test, is it going to influence you? Yes, I feel like one of those guys, you know, what's that Israeli mentalist. This is what he does. This is part of his shtick, is he influences you. All right, cover her eyes, Lindiwe.
I was going to say, maybe she just take off her glasses.
Let's
wow.
do that. No,
wow,
that is so rude.
So
all right, let me describe what is happening here.
Okay,
Zanati's eyes are being covered as we speak.
Here.
All right, she's got a hoodie. She's a bit of a cheat, so just be very careful. All right, we are... What's that say again?
This together with the fact that her glasses are off.
Right, guaranteed. Means she can't see a thing. All right, here we go. Lindy is picking up a nondescript marshmallow. And placing it in her hand, she takes a bite. And can she identify which marshmallow that is? The concentration is immense. You actually have to see this right now.
Can I have the other one?
All right, yeah. She wants a comparative study. I think that's okay.
We don't have a palate cleanser.
We don't have a palate cleanser. What do you want? Like
no, so I'm professional.
A sorbet.
No.
Okay. Yes.
Are you good for the next one?
Mm.
All right.
Mm. Okay. The first one is pink, and this one that I'm holding is white.
Okay, let me leave her holding it.
Okay.
All right, leave her holding it. And, should we do a big reveal?
Let's do a big reveal.
All right, so Natty, you can take off your hoodie, you can put on your glasses.
I was right!
And you were right. Okay, so that is very, did you genuinely not cheat?
No, I didn't.
There was no way that you could see through that.
No. Also, because I didn't have my glasses. And
okay,
I had
you could have still seen. I wear glasses also. And so let's not go there. But you genuinely couldn't see what you were holding.
I really couldn't.
So that's really very couldn't. Interesting. You could identify which was the pink and which was the white marshmallow.
I immediately knew, because the first one I had was pink, and I immediately knew that it's pink because it has the strong taste. It's sweeter than the white one. And that's why I like the white one, because it's not as...
I don't know, I'm not buying it. Are you? But I mean, we did see it with our own eyes.
With our own eyes.
And it just proves what I said. They are different.
So I think if you have a sweet tooth and you like
you should like the pink ones. And if you a person that doesn't necessarily have a sweet tooth, then you're more inclined to go for the white one.
That's interesting. All right. So we're going to take news headlines. We're going to take sports with Louis Carper, sports question. And then when we come back, we're actually going to be chatting to Harry Sideropoulos because he is an expert foodie as well. And we've posed this question to him. What time is 7:35, 3:45, 19 or 0618951019. That's how you answer the sports question. And that's how you let me know anything else that is on your mind. In particular, we're trying to get to the bottom of the pink versus white marshmallow story. Stephen Day says, in my opinion, we associate color with flavor. White is like vanilla, pink is strawberry. So too, a doctor has male, a doctor, we associate doctors being male, nurses female, psychological conditioning. Yep, indeed, that most definitely could be a factor. Now, the only thing that confuses me is that we did actually do a blind test and just on one person. I mean, it was 100% of the people that we asked actually identified which marshmallow was what. We covered Zanati's eyes and fed her a white marshmallow and a pink marshmallow, and she got it right. And I genuinely didn't think that she would. And science says Israel has pink, yellow and white and twisty ones.
Yellow.
Yellow, the yellow marshmallow sounds absolutely terrible. Alright, well, listen, we're calling in the experts now. Harry Sideropoulos joining us on the line. Harry, help us because this is, no good is coming out of this conversation. Good morning.
Well, first of all, good morning. When I got this message from Lindy yesterday, I screamed. Because it is a true question and it is one that has not been answered. So, you know what I did for you, Howard, because yeah. That's how much I adore you. Last night, on my way home, I actually went, after a gig, I went and I bought a packet of marshmallows. I went and I bought a packet of marshmallows, and I went, Howard is asking me, he needs my advice tomorrow morning, and I got home, yeah. I opened the packet, and I put the white ones to the left and the pink ones to the right.
Right.
And I've got to tell you, there is a very slight difference with the pink. There is an ever so slight difference with the pink. But I mean, you can't really tell, but I mean, like, there's a very slight difference with the pink.
Because it's so interesting. We do have, people will, you put a packet of marshmallows in front of people and they'll choose. They won't just put their hand in and take whatever they touch. They want a white or a pink one.
I've got to tell you, I choose the pink. Yeah. I've always chosen the pink.
That is so interesting.
I've always chosen the pink, but I've also got to tell you that then we can also complicate things, because if you go to the Pick and Pay in Norwood, or if you go to Oakland's and you buy the kosher marshmallows,
right?
Those are in another league. I've got to be honest with you, because those are slightly more sweeter, and those ones are all exactly identical as far as taste. But the normal beacon marshmallows, the ones that we take and that we crisp up by the, you know, on
right,
a dry,
right.
The pink one has a slight sweeter taste to the white one.
So interesting. And you're a foodie, hey? I mean, food, it's food and show business and presenting and writing. All of that is your stuff. It all comes together. So, which is why we thought we have to ask you, because, this is your stuff. So,
I did laugh when I got the message, but I also know I laugh because I choose pink. And I don't even know why I choose pink. But I always choose pink marshmallows. But so I went and I bought the packet, as I said to you.
Right.
I went and I bought the packet, and the pink one just has a slightly sweeter than what the white one is.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this conversation is that it definitely it absolutely resonated with everybody. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion on this.
There's a Facebook site.
No.
Called, is there a difference between the pink and the white marshmallows?
Oh, sweet.
I mean, this is where society has come to now. There is a Facebook site where people can literally just post and say, yes, there is a difference between the pink and the white one.
Remember when we would read Man's Search for Meaning?
I didn't hear that, so you remember when
I said when we would rather read Man's Search for Meaning.
Absolutely.
Look, now there's a whip.
The world is crazy. And I got to tell you something. I don't have the time for marshmallows that are on the braai. I don't like doing marshmallows. I'm quite a purist. Right. I like it straight out of the packet. But the thing about marshmallows, you certainly know that there's nothing really good in a marshmallow. Because after four marshmallows, you literally feel like you're completely bloated. It feels like you've had like three tablets of cortisone. The body just completely bloats after like four marshmallows.
I've had a whole
Nothing really very good in a marshmallow.
No, definitely not.
But I like them. I like them.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, what kind of a person, what kind of a monster doesn't like a good marshmallow? Do you know what I mean? Like, wow. In fact, you know, I was actually very, very worried because I sent this question to one of my sons in Israel. I told our listeners about it a little bit earlier. I sent him the question and I said to him, won't you, you know, what do you think in terms of pink and white marshmallows? Do you send me a voice note? And his response was, really, Dad, you don't think it's better to spend 40 minutes focusing on the fact that our only hope, Cyril Ramaphosa, for a better South Africa is being investigated for money laundering? And I said, no, I don't want to focus on that. This is actually much more, you know, we can get to the bottom of this one.
Absolutely. Of course we can get to the bottom of this.
And I said to my wife, what kind of children have we raised? What kind of people are these? You know?
What, get to the truth, damn it.
Exactly. Harry Sideropoulos, thank you as always. Thanks for being so keen to get involved in a very, very important conversation. Harry Sideropoulos joining us and weighing in on this topic. Dina Diamond says that have to weigh in on this. There is a difference in taste. The pink is sweeter, but it is very divisive. Is pink the new black?
No. And you know what I've actually realized? So I finished a packet, and it's a packet of those coconut coated ones.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's maybe because I've been called a coconut.
My word, this is so deep. This is so deep. This is a metaphor for, you've really started with a white privilege covered by a coconut.